Hi everyone. The first thing I want to say is thanks so much for all the positive feedback. I love getting it and reading it, but things are really busy with school lately, so I don't always have the time to respond or keep responding, so I want to apologize for that and say that I really do appreciate it, and you all make me feel really special. And if I could spend a night with every single one of you, I totally would. Anyway, today this audio is for a very special person that I met by way of Little Radka, and he really helped me get in touch with my naughty side, and he helped turn me into a curious little girl and a fabulous little slut. And we don't always talk as much as before, and I really miss it. I miss all the naughty, lengthy emails we sent back and forth, and the thrilling feeling I'd get when I saw them in my inbox, delighted to know what else you'd love to do to me. I'd sit at home often and think about it, wonder how it would be if I just let you taste that special sweetness, if I gave you my delicate cherry. I imagine calling you to my place, a dorm, somewhere you haven't been in years, but you indulge me. You observe your silly little girl with a knowing smile as I lead you in, sit you down, and speak. But I can hardly manage that much. The reality of your closeness makes me shy, shyer than normal, and that smile on your lips widens. I can barely get what I want past my lips. How can I tell you? How can I tell you that I want you to fuck me? I can't. I don't. Instead, I move your hand to my breast. It's so large against mine, and stills the shaking of my nerves. I lift my eyes and look at you then. Soft, brown eyes beg such a sinful question, and you answer with a kiss. Inside at first, as if you're testing me, and I can't help but respond. By now you must know it's my first kiss as well. Your hand on my breast squeezes suddenly, wrinkles sheer fabric, and palms dark nipples. Like a true virgin, I quiver nervously at the touch. The humor in your eyes is incredible, but I don't let that distract me. Instead, I focus on the way your other hand, the way you've wormed it underneath my shirt, how you make lazy circles against my skin with your fingertips. You must relish it, mustn't you? This could be the last time, in a long time, that you'll feel such smooth skin. And this will be the first time that I've ever felt such touches from a man. You smirk, and even through your pants I can feel you swell with pride at knowing. Undress, you tell me in that soft, yet powerful voice, and that smooth, sexy accent that I've always dreamt of hearing. No, you don't have to tell me twice. The play has begun, and I don't dare resist. It's the power you have over me that's thrilling. The way you can make me do your bidding with only a few simple words. You watch me from my bed, sitting on the edge, half reclining against a bedpost. I stand, still shaking, and let my hands finger the edges of my shirt that you'd so deftly palmed only moments before. I unbutton quickly, maybe a bit too quickly, and let it slide from my shoulders. I can hear your intake of breath. There's no bra to be found. Your naughty little girl was prepared for this. Daringly, I cup a breast in my hand and lift it slightly to my lips. I still have to tilt my head a little, but I can lick it. I can tease those soft nubs with my tongue. And while they tighten, you tighten. And I can see the outline of your cock pressing against your pants. Next goes my skirt. The flowy, bohemian fabric pulls at my feet and allows you a view of my legs. But that's not really where you're focused. Your eyes are trained on my pink panties and the treasure that lies beneath. Slowly, clumsily, I hook my thumbs underneath the waistband and pull down. I have to bend at the waist a little to step out of them, but you don't mind. Not at all. This is mine, your eyes say as they wander up and down my body. You pull me to the bed in earnest and stand above me, drinking in such a sweet sight. Young, sweet, tender flesh that blushes just for you. You can't see it, but you can feel it. Warm under dark cheeks, breasts, thighs. Your hands skim the expanse of me, pausing to squeeze and cup areas I'd silently wished away while gazing at myself in the mirror. But once again, you don't mind. You love every curve and trace them all with your mouth. My fingertips weave through your hair while you make your way down, lower and lower until I'm embarrassed, the feeling stirring within me. When you reach that smooth, bare treasure between my thighs, I almost beg you to stop. It's wrong, it's dirty, but to hell with it. I want you to taste me. This is exactly what I've been so desperate for, and I know you need it too. Reflexively, my legs part and you push them up for better access. I try not to look, and once I feel your tongue, I just can't. You're probing, licking, teasing places I've never been able to find, and coaxing moans from the back of my throat. And you just can't get enough. That sweet juice, that young skin. It's intoxicating, isn't it? You just love taking me over the edge. My whole body tingles with feeling, and my pussy is dripping with arousal. The way your tongue caresses my clit. I just can't get enough. And then I feel your fingers. A thick digit presses for entrance at a place inside I've never even dared to go. A place where sexy, uninhibited women place glass toys and vibrating contraptions. A place where your cock should go. You attempt to take my innocence then, with a wet finger and a kiss. But I can't take it. Not yet. Trembling and on edge, I manage to pull away from you. My hands grab for your shirt this time. Your pants. But before I can strip you of each frustrating article, you press your wet fingers at my mouth. I stare up at you curiously, but I know what you want. I'll do what you want. Coyly, I slip your slick fingers between my lips and watch you while I suck. Your eyes close for a second, enjoying it, but not more than me. Playfully, I glide a hand over the hardness protruding from your pants, and you twitch. Enough of that, you decide at once, and nudge me away. I smile, watching you kick off clothing, and savor my own flavor on my tongue. The boldness only lasts for a moment, though. When I see your cock, that magnificent straining muscle, my whole mouth goes dry. It's much larger than I thought. It's more than I can take. I can't, can I? You don't give me the luxury of pondering any further. Instead, you guide my mouth downward and urge me to open up. I do so eagerly, greedily, but can only manage to suck the tip. Your breathing quickens regardless, but I can tell it's nowhere near enough. With both hands this time, you force my head down further and make me gag. Take it, you little schoolgirl slut. You grunt. Take it like a good girl. Those words make me want to smile, even though I know I can't. I just cough and slurp and lick and swallow until your groaning is the only thing I can hear. Your hips lift from the sheets at odd intervals, fucking my throat in a way I never thought possible. At the last moment, though, I have to pull away. My mouth disengages, and with it goes a trail of saliva and pre-cum. It breaks against my chest, and I lick it from my lips. Good girl, you whisper, panting, and my heart races. I lower my head again, this time to your balls, and lick, eagerly. My small hand wraps around your thick cock and jerks sporadically. I feel you tighten up again and my mouth waters. This is what I want. And yet, not yet. You move away with a pleasurable amount of force and pin me belly up on the bed. I've always wanted to take it from behind, but I know I can't. Not this time. Not the first time. If I did, every inch of that dick would go too far. Would go too deep. Would surely tear me apart. Pre-cum. Like a tear drips from the head of your leaping cock. I can see in your eyes how bad you want me. But you have to be gentle. This time, at least. You tell me to grab you. And when I do, I hear you hiss in pleasure. The words, fuck yes, pass your lips. And I smile, suddenly shy again. Gutsily, I position the swollen head in my hot little slit and push ever so slightly. I can't, I realize. I can't take that much. How could I even manage the whole thing? You cover my hand with your own in a brief, reassuring gesture, and I close my eyes. You'll take it all, you tell me. You want it all, you little slut. My pussy clenches, my body clenches, still desperate to come. And you take the opportunity to push in. You do so with force, and there's nothing gentle here anymore. I grab your forearm with one hand, and I squeeze to combat an inkling of pain. Fuck, you're in. An inch in, but you're in. Please, I whisper, thrilled by the filling sensation. Please, more. I squeeze around you again, this time by reflex alone, and you stifle a groan into space between my breasts. You're teetering on the edge of something, fighting back the urge to fuck my cunt the way you know I want it. And easing in the way you know I can take it. But I can't stand it. Daringly, I wrap my legs around your waist and jerk you forward. Another few inches into me. It's so tight I feel like I might tear. But it's so good that I can't stop. Fuck me, I beg. Please fuck me. And this time you don't resist. Little girl's cunt is so tight, so hot, that you can't deny yourself the feeling. This is a virgin, you tell yourself. This is pure sweetness. What starts out slow and gentle quickly becomes frantic. The bed rocks with her motion of thrusting, of pounding, of screaming and crying. You lift my thighs, and though I'm scared, I take it. Take every hot, hard inch from that position and allow you to fuck me deeply. It hurts, but I can't. I can't deny it. The pleasure far outweighs the pain. In seconds, I'm squeezing tight around your cock, and my hands grope for something, anything to hold on to. More, I continue to beg. More. But before that more comes, I do. I hadn't meant to let go, but as soon as you began to piston in and out of me, I couldn't hold back anymore. You groan loudly as I contract around you, squeezing only the way a naughty little bitch like I could. The orgasm washes over me like a flood, and I struggle to handle your sharp thrusts. You force another out of me, and this time the words, "Oh, Daddy," pass my lips. This seems to send you over the edge. Your body tenses, but you won't come inside me this time. No, you know what I want. Quickly, almost too quickly, you pull out of me and begin to stroke your cock furiously. But your hands are no substitute for that hot, wet heat you've just experienced. I reach down and massage your balls the way I did before with my tongue, and I can feel how close you are. I replace your hands with mine and jerk you harder, amazed with the way your foreskin glides up and down wetly. I can smell my son on you, and I know it must drive you wild. I beg you louder. Louder this time. I plead and I whine for your cum. And you can't help but oblige me. It startles me at first. A thick, white rope of spunk spattering against my face and my neck. A glob covers my glasses and another hangs from my pouted lips. Bright right looks great against my skin and it makes me giggle. You love the way that sounds, don't you? Something so innocent from such a little whore. I keep pumping the same way you pumped into me and I milk out every last drop. With a satisfied sigh, you wilt down beside me and thank me silently. I lay on my back and I stare up at the ceiling and I stay still. My body is sore and I know I feel it more in the morning, but I don't care. It was worth it. My eyes wander to you and I smile. I know you're not into attachments and that fucking is more important to you than making love. But for a moment, I imagine that you humor me. That you wrap your arms around my waist and tell me there's no one else.